This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God wants you to disallow certain beliefs. Just as important as it is for you to accept or to allow certain beliefs to become ingrained into your conscious thinking, it is equally important for you to disallow or to reject other beliefs. This was the case of the wealthy woman whom the prophet Elijah would come to know. One day, Elijah visited the town of Shunem, and he met this wealthy woman who was married but had no children. She told her husband that she felt as though Elijah was a holy man of God, and she wanted to make a special room for him in their home so he would have a place to stay when he came to town. Elijah, in turn, wanted to do something special for this woman. He noticed that she had no son and her husband was an old man. So he sent for her and told her that about this time next year, she would be holding her son in her arms. The woman said, "No, my lord, please don't lie to me like that." The idea of not being able to have children was so deeply ingrained in this woman's belief system, she was never open to the idea of what God really had in store for her. Surely, as Elijah predicted, the woman gave birth to her son the following year. So what belief do you need to disallow so you can open your mind and heart to what God really has in store for you? As you think about that, remember these words: delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, disallow certain beliefs.